Number 29. Law and salt.
Salz ist ein Produkt, das viele Vorzüge besitzt.
Salt is a product that offers many advantages. It is almost impossible for the individual citizen to produce it. One needs only a relatively small amount, and this small amount is used per head at about the same amount. And so it is the ideal basis for a poll tax.
As the Hallstatt architect Fritz Idam summarizes.
Die rechtliche Grundlage bilden die sogenannten Regalien.
The so-called seigniorage, lordly rights, form the legal basis. Seigniorage are rights that are reserved only for the ruler. Like hunting rights, mining rights were also seigniorage, and only the ruler could make use of them. This went so far that Austria, which at the time possessed coastal countries and thus sea territory, banned even the preparation of food with seawater because the salt in the sea, by seigniorage, was at the disposition of the ruler. The price of salt was, and this was relatively uniform across Europe, between 30 and 80 times the cost of production. The rest was taxes. And this tax was the main source of income of the state until the mid-18th century. In the Salzkammergut and Hallstatt, the relation to the ruler was regulated by very special legal means. These hereditary rights included, on one hand, rights to the salt evaporation pan, that was the rights to this major production facility where salt was produced from brine. These rights were not bound to the person, to the personal exercise of them, but those who possessed the rights exercised them over the workers. The workers did the work for very low wages, while those with the rights got the revenues. The next group were the salt finishers, who packed the salt and transported it. Here, a very interesting process took place at the beginning of the modern era. Already Maximilian, and then even more strongly, Archduke Ferdinand, introduced Roman law. Ferdinand, who grew up in Spain and had a completely different concept of law, encountered people who still thought in terms of old lineage-based law, who still believed in the hereditary nature of law. And Ferdinand then imposed very rigorously the changeover to a professional civil service. It was only really achieved under the rule of Emperor Joseph II. The last of the earlier laws were only repealed in the second half of the 18th century.
In der zweiten Hälfte des 18. Jahrhunderts abgelöst.